It's America's most advanced fighter jet. And the stealthy F-22 Raptor could be heading to Europe in the future to counter Russian aggression, says the head of the U.S. Air Force. The biggest threat on my mind is what's happening with Russia and the activities of Russia, Air Force Secretary Deborah James said, quoted by several publications. As tensions between Russia and the West mount, NATO is changing its posture, showing off its capabilities in maneuvers like this recent amphibious assault exercise in Sweden involving American forces. And the U.S. is also planning to station weapons, including tanks and fighting vehicles, in Eastern European NATO member countries for the first time since the end of the Cold War. All this as Russia announced it will increase its nuclear arsenal by 40 additional missiles.
This is something which we are addressing, and it's also one of the reasons why we now are increasing the readiness and the preparedness of our forces.
Some members, especially Eastern European nations close to Russia's borders, have increased their military spending. But not everyone is equally pitching in, with many Western European NATO members still not meeting requirements to spend at least 2% of their GDP on defense.
There isn't a common perception of what the threat is. For the East Europeans, the threat is existential. It is immediate, it's on their borders. For the West Europeans, the threat is still one that is more or less theoretical.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned the West not to build up military capabilities close to its borders. If someone threatens our territories, we will have to aim our armed forces and modern attack capabilities at those who threaten us, he said. What else can we do? Russia does not currently have a weapon as advanced as the F-22. The jets could play a major role if deployed, as NATO seeks to ramp up its deterrent capabilities